Welcome to Maseches Avos, Perek Alf, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 1, Mishnah 5. This Mishnah begins with Yosi ben Yochanan, Ish Yerushalayim, who was the next Shalshalas, the next link in the chain from the previous Mishnahis of Yosi ben Yezer, his trader with Yosi and Yosi ben Yochanan, all the way back to Shimon HaTzadik. So Yosi ben Yochanan, Yerushalayim, Omer, Yosi ben Yochanan, the man of Yerushalayim, used to say, a person's home should be open to the streets. It means somebody needs hospitality, they should open their home. And it's kind of cool that he's Yosef ben Yochanan Ish Yerushalayim, because we know that three times a year, all the Jews from the entire country would come for Aliyah L'Regel, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos to spend time in the atmosphere of the Beis HaMikdash. And obviously, everyone had to open their homes. There was no way for people to find hotels. So every person in Yerushalayim would open up their home, and people would sleep in the courtyards and on the roofs and in the houses. So Yosef ben Yochanan Yerushalayim is a person that could say such a thing. And poor people should feel at home. They should feel like a member of the family. And he said, do not have increased conversations, pointless conversations with women. There's never a good outcome. Says the Mishnah, the Chachamim explained that when he said this, he was actually referring to one's own wife. There's no reason to sit and just talk and talk about endless, senseless matters, even with one's wife. Says the Mishnah, more so when it comes to somebody else's wife, where anyways there should be a certain distance and a certain barrier so that no one should come to places that they don't want to find themselves. Based on the statement that Chachamim said, if a person talks incessantly, prattles on incessantly with a woman, he causes personal harm to himself, and it distracts him from his Torah learning, and in the end, unfortunately, he could find himself doing things that he never imagined he would do, and his ultimate destiny could end up being Gehenim, purgatory. Mishnah Vav, Mishnah 6. Yeshua ben Prachai v'nitei ha'arbeili. Yeshua, the son of Prachai, nitei ha'arbeili. Nitei was called Arbeili because he lived in Arbel. Arbel was in the lower Galilee. And they were a group of Rabbanim that led their community, the heads of the Sanhedrin, in the days of Yanai HaMelech. This took place approximately 200 years before Churban Bayis Shemi, before the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. So Kimlehem, they accepted the tradition from Yosi ben Yezer and Yosi ben Yochanan. Yeshua ben Prachya says a very important thing, Asei Lecha Rav, a person has to establish himself a Rav, a Torah teacher, a Torah guide, someone that they can ask a halachic questions to, someone that they could learn Torah from actually, and someone that could be just a guide when it comes to life. Increases the Mishnah and takes it up, Ukne lecha chaver, literally translated, buy yourself a friend. This doesn't mean you should go over to a friend and with $500 in cash and say, if you're my friend, I'll pay you. It means invest. The best way to make sure that a person finds a friend is by investing in the friendship. Friendship is so important. We see things in our life strictly from our perspective, but having a good friend is an opportunity for them to share a perspective that maybe we didn't have before. Now the problem is that keeping a friend is an investment. You have to constantly nurture that investment. If you don't, eventually you lose the friend. Sometimes the reason a person loses their friend is because maybe some friend says something or does something that bothers us or that hurts us or we don't understand. So the Mishnah says, "V'veitanas kol adam l'kav suchos." You want to keep your friend? You want to keep your rabbi? Give them the benefit of the doubt. They say something that you don't really appreciate, to do something you don't understand, don't right away incriminate them and write them off. Try to make sure you give them the benefit of the doubt, and that's the way that a person could ultimately make sure that they keep them. Now there's a beautiful, beautiful statement here from, I think it was the Ger Rebbe that used to say, it doesn't say they've done as kol adam l'kav suchos, you should judge every person favorably. It says kol ha'adam, you should judge the entire person. That means to say, often we see someone do something, it's just one scene of a much larger play, if you want to call it that. It's just one little tiny sliver of a very complex life, and we right away jump to conclusions and we judge them. It's just not fair. You have to give them the benefit of the doubt. The same way we're constantly justifying everything we do, well, we should at least give other people l'kav suchos, at least judge them in a proper way. And if we do that in Mitzvah Shem, we'll retain our Rabbanim, we'll retain our Chaverim, and life will be so much better. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful upcoming week.